This is the season finale, episode 112 of Madiva Podcast. Just how much money do you need to kick off? What did people use as their starter mics? And how can you get your audio drama voice acting career organized over 1 year? We'll have a listen to this, and hopefully it might help you a bit. All right. Hello, voice actors of joy. It's Sarah Golding here for the last in the first season of Madiva Podcast. Hooray, we done it. I want to focus today on all things money. Yeah, what does it cost to kick off in 2019 as a voice actor for remote or maybe some studio work, but mostly remote? Or can you do it for free? Well, you know, probably do everything for free if you looked in the right places, if you knew where to look. I will say as well, there are grants available, you know. If you go and look, if you go and have a real good hunt about the place, I'm sure there's Arts Council funding for projects and other such, heritage lottery, that maybe you can do little projects with your voice that might get you a little bit of money behind you from a source, if you're able to fill out some paperwork. So if you're that way inclined and you like paperwork, then have a little look. I'm sure someone somewhere might have some money they can ping at you. That's for the UK. I don't know what the state of the rest of the world is, for I live in it, but not as near to that as I do as to where Britain is in it, gov. So, where to start? On the voice acting workshop I did for Madiva Podcast, I kind of just plopped together a basic sheet of information of all the things that a voice actor would probably need to kick off, just to a basic level. So the list included, obviously having a laptop to play things in would be good, or a computer. So that's the negligible amount, isn't it? You can either, you know, get one off your mate because they don't want theirs anymore for like 20 quid. Or you can pay hundreds and hundreds of pounds. So I haven't put cost in for that kind of thing, but you need a laptop or a computer. Now, on that, you can install lots of free software to help you. This includes Audacity for an editing tool, but if you want to be more ambitious with your editing, which you probably don't need to be currently when you're just kicking off, just kick in with Audacity probably. It's nice and simple, easy interface to work with. And if you get fluent in that, you can then obviously transfer those skills across. I'd say at this point, have a little look at places like www.thepodcasthost.com for comparisons on doors and microphones and interfaces and, oh, everything. They're so good there. Do have a look. There's some brilliant training tools as well. So if you are considering doing your own voice acting podcast,
my rival.
No, not my rival. My other person is doing their thing their way. Then jump on, and there's some such amazing company out of Podcast Host run by Colin Gray, who's really quite a wonderful man. And that's called Alitu, A-L-I-T-U. It's a very easy way of uploading and sorting your own podcast. Have a little look at that. So you've got a way of recording into something on a laptop or a Mac. What else do you need? Well, you need something to speak into, don't you? So I started off with an ice mic, similar to a Snowball, which my husband had at the time, for other things he was doing. Don't know if he's doing audio porn, I don't know. And on joining the what is now Audio Drama Hub, but was Audio Drama Production Podcast page on Facebook, I had a hunt around and look for the basic package that people were kind of toting for a kickoff starter pack. And the mic that was recommended was a dynamic one, which means it's kind of has one direction. You talk into it in a more direct fashion. It's not going to pick up loads of extraneous noises like a condenser mic might do, and you basically point it at your mouth and speak into it, whereas a condenser mic will kind of have various different patterns of picking up sound depending on what it's going to be used for, and you basically need to have decent soundproofing in your room if you're going to use it, or it will pick up everything. So I started off with an SM58. You ready for a list of starter mics from these people from Twitter and Facebook? At Karen Heim brought a 3-pack of Behringer XM1 800s Ultra Voice Dynamic. Blue Yeti for at Anne C. Sloan. At LNT underscore podcast using ATR2100. At Carly Mae Carnage, first mic still my current mic, CAD U39 condenser. 90 Australian dollars and have been using it for about a year. Erica Sanderson, hello Erica. She still uses a Rode mic NT1-A condenser. She loves it. At Tendril Podcast, both started with Blue Snowballs condensers, moved to Yetis, and now we use an Audio-Technica AT2020. The Snowball was great and accessible first mic while having a price point that isn't too high for a beginner. Used mine for 3 years before upgrading. Thank you, Tendril Podcast. At Station Blue Pod, Chad, we love you. Used an ATR2100. I barely used it, hooking up to my interface, and my interface to my computer was too much work. Eventually I got a Zoom and recorded everything on that because it was less complicated. So get yourself a handheld. Use that as a starter. At Quab Blue, it's Kirsty, hello. Well, my very first mic that I used to record auditions when I was 15 was my iPod Nano 5th Gen. First proper mic, still uses Blue Snowball. Have a look at all these folks, a list of brilliance. Owen McEwen. Oh, I love Owen. Owen's amazing. Employ Owen, everybody. Started with a Shure SM58. Same here. Bundled with a Shure XTU interface for around $200. The mic was good for a starter, but I wouldn't recommend the interface. It's worth an extra $50 to grab a Scarlett. It's what I use. Come on, write all those down. You've got time, haven't you? I'll try and do a list. Can't promise how comprehensive it is, but thank you people for sharing your first starter mics and beyond. Now, I'm not going to get into all the should I use an XLR mic or USB, etc. Go and look that up yourself. It's not a technical podcast, this one. It's more of an information giver of general useful stuff. So you need a mic. My mic SM58 I think cost £89 at the time. I bought a £12 mic lead, I think it was. I bought a £17, probably ripped off there, mic stand, but it's done me well. I bought a £60 or £59.99 little foam surround bit that sits with a little cradle for my mic. And essentially, if you're going to stand up and work, you'll probably need some kind of blanket fort system or arrangement of foam tiles or even beautifully soundproof booth around you if you can afford that kind of thing. Marvellous. I think a whisper booth will set you out about £3,000 and upwards in British pounds. Do the conversions yourself or wherever you might listen from. I ended up buying a 60 quid trifold screen. It's behind me right now. Over that is my Jaws blanket. Don't have to have a Jaws blanket, it just makes me work more efficiently, knowing I'm being chased by a shark. And over the top of everything is an old duvet. The mic itself goes into its own stand. It came with its own shock mount, as it was called, and it has its own set-in pop screen. But you can buy those separately. Initially, I bought a separate one for £10. It's attached to my mic stand. I did invest in an iPad holder, but I broke it. I'm quite good at that. So I'm currently looking for one that's more efficient. But that cost about £28, some such, but you don't need it. You can just hold it, which is what I've been doing since I broke it. So that goes into my interface, which is the Focusrite Scarlett 2i2. I think it retails from around £89 to £100, depending where you look. It's invaluable. It's got a little gain setting that I use continually for different types of work, and I've got better at using it. I wouldn't say I'm the best at using it in the world. I still make mistakes. Considering all of my hours I've put behind a mic, you'd think I'd be better sometimes than I am. But, you know, sometimes you're in the mood and you just go there and you go, oh, no, I've peaked there. I've done that again. So interface, really fantastic. I actually invested in a FET head as well. Played with the gain. It basically reduces about 15 dB the input into the mic. It's just saves me from really having to crank up or down the gain on the interface as well. It's called a FET head. Look it up. Have a little look. See what it does. It's quite fun. It's with my condenser mic that I currently use, which after about 2.5 years I think I transferred to from the SM58. So I now have an SSE 2200 Mark C. It's beautiful. I love it. You can also change it to -10, -20 dB if you're doing lots of noisy things. You can also change its cardioid pattern to the, well, also all the different patterns of donuts that used to be on my website, you can change them to that. So it's a figure of eight shape, it's a heart shape, or it's a kind of out front shape. So the Focusrite came with the plug into USB, which goes into my Mac via a little dongle. You will also need a place to store all of your amazing auditions and past works. I use a memory stick, you know, that retails at various prices. But I would recommend having that as well as or instead of saving things on your laptop or PC, depending on how much space you have. I have Dropbox, which is a free tool which I go into to save all of my work. You can use WeTransfer to transfer files to other people. Again, a free thing. I have a lovely set of headphones. These are my, I've got Beats, because I like listening to my Beats, man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, headphones are really key, and I think it's worth going into shops if you can and trying some out. Read reviews. Be picky. Be outrageous about how much research you do on things if you want the best quality. Nah, you can't always trust reviews. That's right. Okay, fair enough. But, you know, word of mouth is a good thing. Ping out to your favourite voice actors or people who work on various forums or on Twitter to certain hashtags like voice actor, like voice acting, like audio drama, like audio auditions. And all of those hashtags, if you want to ping out a question, I'm sure somebody will give you their answers. But again, it's all about what suits you and your voice. So essentially, the cheapest you can do something is to get your phone, go under your duvet, and record that. And like in episode 2, Marielle said, just get stuff out. If you're just starting, just get stuff out. Now you've done your 5-year plan, right? By now, surely you have. It's 12 episodes. Come on, you've at least thought about it. A year? Right, I'm going to read out what I think you could achieve each month for 1 year starting now. Ready to take notes? Yes, it's the Medeva plan of joy. So, key things. Get ready to write these down. I might, if I can find time in my crazy life, actually do a document for this and link it into my show notes. But I might not. So, you know, be nice. Tweet my show out. Share my stuff. And I'll do stuff for you. Anyway, let's do this. 1 year plan. Headline. March. Write this plan down, please, in your words. Okay, so you're thinking it, writing it, and reading it, and then read it back and just do it. Just make a calendar. Just do it. Sorry, I'm being very bossy, aren't I? Okay, March. Listen to podcasts, Medeva included, obvs. All audio drama production podcast episodes on voice acting and voice acting mastery by Crispin Freeman. Do a search on voice acting podcasts. Listen to them and know that mine should be up there because it's very helpful. Join and look at these places and websites. On Facebook, the Audio Drama Hub, Voice Acting Alliance. Look for Voice Acting Club, Casting Call Club, Behind the Voice Actors. Look at thepodcasthost.com, Sound Women, Women in Podcasting, Brit Pod Scene, Lady Pod Squad, Mandy.com, Star Now. Find somewhere you like to put your credits so you can have a link place when they start to accumulate. Those can be on Mandy, on Star Now, on Bodalgo, on any of the pay-to-play sites that I'm sure you've heard of. Voices.com, Voices123, Gravy for the Brain, VoiceOver Network, and more. If you are a pro actor already, you can potentially get yourself on Spotlight as well. Set yourself a target as to how many shows you want to get a part in, however big or small, in your first year. Remember our fart targets from episode 1? Focused, attainable, realistic and time-based. How many can you do? 2? 5? You can aim for 10? I think I did 50 last year, and that was mental. Spend 1 hour this month on choosing and looking at joining maybe Gravy for the Brain, VoiceOver Network, just blitz all their webinars, right? Do that over the next month. Pay for a month and just go for it. Enjoy all that amazingness they have to offer. Of course, you should stay with them long term. I'm not suggesting you. I am suggesting. But, you know, just look at their staff. They're brilliant on there and the community is very vibrant and they're a wonderful, forward-thinking team of folks. Okay, here's the tough thing. Money, right? We all have an issue with money, okay? Now, I am aiming for you to get your voice reel done in the next 6 months. Now, if you can save 50 quid a month to make that voice reel, you could get your reel done by September. That's 6 months, okay? That's 10 less London pints a month, okay? You can do it. Drink water instead. But do plan a treat if you do save that amount each month. So for me, it would be like, eating a whole pack of Jaffa cakes or something. Make a list of podcast conventions and events you can get to in your country, or if you can travel, and you're lucky. Save and get to them where you can, and network and talk and watch and learn and immerse yourself in the wondrous podcast fest, Atmos and events. Just listen, learn, talk. Just get involved. If you can't get there, which I often can't either, just live like me vicariously through other people and ask them, like, to post stuff. Ask them to say, can you do a little video of, like, what's happening, or do a blog about things you've seen, you've heard, any top tips for us? So, key things as well. Make a list of the equipment you need and research how much it costs from different places. This question has been asked a billion gazillion times on every podcasting site, so just do a browse on podcasts we listen to, on all the podcast creators' sites on Facebook, on AD Hub as well, and just search what people have got for their starter kit and where they got it. Basics are, as I explain in this podcast, is a laptop, a mic, a door, which you can use for free in Audacity, Focusrite 202 or some sort of interface, a mic, I've done SM58 as my first one, some headphones, a memory stick. I mean, just research, ask and listen. Use your brain and your tappy fingers to type out a message, or your voice if you can't have fingers or see. Keep training in acting, okay? Over the course of a year, choose two events that will help you, at least two events that will help you hone your craft. Those can be joining an AmDram group for a production. They can be doing a six-week course in improvisation in your place of your choice. You know, just get involved in something that is honing your acting training. There are lots of courses, for example, at City Lit in London. So browse them. Or, of course, utilise some of the brilliant people who've been on this podcast. Nick Redman. Nick Redman voice. Kirsty Gilmore. Sounds wild. Just utilise people who you've heard, trust and know are going to give you quality product. So yes, research stuff. So join an AmGram company, watch plays and films and TV and think about those performances. Shut your eyes and listen to the rhythms and the paces and the timbre and the voice mixes. How do they do accents and emotions and play with their pitch, their tone, their pace, their volume and pause and all the other elements that goes into to the nuances of wondrous performances? That's March. April, revisit the sites above, join Hot Pod, Will Wright's Reviews, check out Equity, SAG-AFTRA and the Actors Centre in London for advice and courses and drop-in things that they sometimes run. Make a list of your voice qualities, or if you don't know what they might be because you're even shy of yourself, ping a recording online and ask people to give their opinions. Say, can you describe my voice in three words? So, for example, give me two words to describe my voice. What do I sound like? No need to be rude. Charming. Think about the niche audio you might be best in. For example, for me, I feel personally that my best work is in character comedy. I also play a good popular sideline in power-hungry kick-ass women. Uh-huh, yes I do. So if you need one, just call me, all right? Call me. I suggest you even go as far as writing your own adverts. Say short scripts of like three lines and perform them into your microphone with different emotions and then play them back. Different attitudes, different styles. Quickly, slowly, whispering, going from quiet to loud. Just play with your mic and your capabilities and your understanding of what happens with your face and your mouth in proximity to your microphone that's collecting your voice and putting it somewhere else. Do the same with prose. Get books you love and listen to those. It's practice if you might get a longer narration gig. And find out what it's like to actually, it's quite hard if you haven't done it very much, to produce a piece that's a longer piece of prose without the proper training. So you could even find yourself kind of, you know, lacking breath or running out of breath or feeling faint because you're not breathing properly. So find courses, find resources to help you improve. If you need other scripts other than ones you've written, if you're not a writer and if you don't want to write three sentences down, then just look on the BBC Writers' Room, for example, or just search free poems or just search scripts online. There's a billion trillion places to find them. And just record one of those and listen to it back. Be all the people in the script. You know, be mum and dad and child and grandma and Uncle David with the beautiful face. And then play that back to some people if you want. Ask for feedback. Go, yeah, can you just listen to this? Does anyone give me some top tips? Research these hashtags: voice acting, voice actor, acting, audio drama, Medivh podcast, audio fiction love. Make sure you're subscribed to at Audio Auditions on Twitter. Okay, look at getting your headshot this month, okay? It's about £100. Research, ask people you trust for recommendations, and just get proactive. May, the merry, merry month of May. Start your voice reels research if you haven't already. Look at prices near you for somewhere you can get to sensibly, or if you can travel to if it's more cost efficient. And ask friends, ask voice actors, ask people, who did you use for your reel? Or, of course, look on Kirsty Gilmore's site. Sounds wild. Find your favourite voice actors' websites. Have a look. Listen to their reels. Check out Spotlight and the actors on there and their reels. The famous people and random people. Just type in and have a look at different folks' voices. And just listen and see what they've got on theirs. Look at and become familiar with these particular things and the connectivity they can bring. So Slack, Discord, Tumblr, Reddit, Twitter, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram. Look at how other voice actors are using theirs, if at all. Take a look at pay-to-play sites this month, okay? They're so expensive. There's Bidalgo Voices, Voices123, Mandy.com, Starnow. There's so much more. Just have a good look and see at the kind of jobs that are coming up on there. Are they relevant to the area you want to be employed within? June. Research your demo reel folks to go to and narrow it down to the three you like the sound of and call them and have a chat. Yeah, or two. At least spar two against each other. Okay, give yourself some options. Take the time this month, the whole of June, to actually prioritise. Okay, I'm going to get my reel done. I'm going to find a person who I can really relate to and talk to, and I know they're going to give me the best experience. Kirsty Gilmore, as I've said already many times, is brilliant at this, and that's why I got her on this show, because she is amazing. For example, many of her clients that she has had are in the current One Voices Best Voice Reel list for this year. So, you know, there's pedigree, folks. Look at ACX as well for doing more narration, perhaps for practice. Even just do the auditions and practice those. You don't have to perhaps even send them off. You just keep practicing, keep doing. Look at Gravy for the Brain again. Have you done all the courses and the voiceover network courses that you wanted to have a look at? Are you networking with people from there? Are you making friends who are voice actors who are from there? Start to connect more with other people doing what you love to do and just speak to them and fathom what they're doing. Keep practicing cold reading. And just for example, if remember Marielle in episode 102 from Wireless Theatre Company said, just get something online, okay? So it's June now, so March, April, May, June. By this time, you should have something online until you get your pre-recorded reel, okay? So she has suggested you can even use your phone, okay? Just get something online on one of those websites I've mentioned before. I did mine on What Was Voices Pro, which is Mandy.com. It's a place to put my reel. I started to put on my theatrical credits from Amdram and all the other things that I was doing. And just get something now that you can now ping a link to for producers. And then when you've recorded that, you can start contacting folks saying, you've recorded this, you're aiming to get equipment, you're starting in the biz, you're starting new. If you need a voice like mine, I'm here. Get proactive. Just remember as well, if you're recording on your phone, to do your normal voice first, and then the next 20 seconds is absolutely key to keeping the interest of any casting director at all. So really think about your best things to put at the top of any recording. July, research DAWs. Do some edit training online. There's Free Audacity. There's Reaper tutorials. There's Pro Tools, Hindenburg. Oh my gosh, there's so many tutorials. Go and have a look. Ask people what they've used before. The podcast host.com have also got an amazing array of fantastic resources. Go and look at them. This month, set a date for your voice reel if you haven't got it done already. Prepare those pieces. Look around. Find things that suit your voice and show your range and showcase you the best. August, finalise the pieces for your reel. Communicate with the person who's going to do it. Think about your website now. All right, take some tutorials on creating that if you can't afford to pay someone else to help you to do it. But if you can, Joe Dickey, I recommend episode 110 of Medivh podcast. Definitely look at going on a City Lit training course or courses in your area online now. Just to give you that boost to perhaps do things you can get a good training in one day or 4 weeks or 10 week course, whatever suits your world, there is a course for you. Go look, go find. September, you should have your voice reel done by now. Okay, you have your items finalised that you want to put on it. Confirm the date to record by September, okay? Practice your pieces, remember, but don't learn them off pat, okay? See episodes 103 and 104 with Kirsty as to why. Give yourself a refresher. So you'll have your character reel, obviously, key thing for audio drama, but also think about your other avenues of potential income. So commercial reel and gaming reel and narration reel perhaps is something to consider. It's never bad to have too many. You can ping a reel for all occasions. So you could have a comedy reel, a horror reel, a documentary reel. And remember those accents. Have a British Isles reel. Have an American reel. Have an Antipodean reel. You know, showcase so that, remember, all of the episodes we've spoken about accents, people can find what you can do very quickly if you've split down your reels. Check out the BBC advice as well. Kirsty spoke about this. She'll work with you to create 8 clips of 1 minute each with your natural voices, a dramatic piece, a comedy piece, a contemporary prose piece, something from a modern book, something that showcases your accents, perhaps a poem. And from her experience, creating a 2 to 2.5 minute montage with music and effects is something you can then ping out as a fuller thing, or each mini one of like a minute each. Oh, you can just showcase yourself so much in all of those things. Also in September, just look at getting involved in the 11th Hour Horror for October. People will be starting to formulate their teams probably from August or September. So keep an eye out for that. October, think about your website again even more now. So think about your colours, your branding. See episode 110 for information. Tweet your reel out now a couple of times a week. Share your reel everywhere. Get it on every single site you can possibly imagine. Send it to producers you admire with a lovely email expressing your personality in that email. Don't make it blanket and boring, but don't make it too mental and Sarah-ified. No. Start applying for more casting calls with that reel now. You've got it. You're ready to showcase yourself. Go get them, folks. You got this. November, have a hunt around for some decent voice acting books on breathing, on working your exercises. There's a lovely RADA one I've got. Oh, there's so many. I mean, for goodness sakes, use your brain and just do a little research and get some books and have a short hour a week at least of reading time. That'd be 4 hours. You can read quite a few books then, I'm sure. Even if it's like, you know, voice acting for dummies, it's a start. Continue to make notes and actually start perhaps attempt to make some content for your website. Look to perhaps booking a fun acting course for the new year to look forward to, January, February time, so you kind of, you know, you've got something happening that's quite fun and will challenge you, because I know for a fact you're probably going to be doing this alongside your work, your job, your life, your partner, your kids, you know. Book something that's nice for you. Have a little treat, bit of indulgence in your craft and you as an ambitious voice actor, because that's what you are, because that's why you're listening to this, right? December, reassess the equipment that you've collated this year. Okay, update it where possible and necessary. Start making your website now. So you've got a front page to share by Christmas. Maybe that could be your Christmas present to the world. Look, here's my website. It's born today on Christmas Day. January. Audition. Upkeep that website. Really kick in that website now. Share it. It will have your reels on it. It will have information about your credits on it. It will have your personality stamped throughout it as your personal branding. If you're a black and white kind of person, then that's your colours. If you're an orange meets fuchsia meets flowery patterned paisley, do it. So January is all about sharing those reels, auditioning, interacting, praise things that you've liked or heard and get into the habit of doing that. Follow and talk to other VAs. Listen to audio drama every month. Practice. February. Oh, it's the end, coming to the end of your first year. Tick off all you have achieved. Enjoy the fact that you've come this far. You've worked so hard. And maybe start to share some of the insight you've learnt with people like me who want to share your experience and help other people to jump in and enjoy the wonderful world of voice acting for audio drama. So I hope that's useful. That's my whole year, and it's very detailed. Yes, it was. But if you can do all of those things within a year, ooh, you got it made. You're doing stuff. You're learning stuff. You're keeping up that ambition. You're trying to challenge yourself. You are immersing yourself in a craft that needs that time and investment within it. I want to share a quote from Roald Dahl, who I absolutely adore, which I feel is what I am trying to embody with voice acting. He said, "I began to realise how important it was to be an enthusiast in life. If you're interested in something, no matter what it is, go at it full speed, embrace it with both arms, hug it, love it, and above all become passionate about it, lukewarm is no good. So you go. You go out there and you go get those jobs by being tenacious and awesome and sharing all that you have to offer. Because you got it. Sorry about that. That was... yeah. So just adding all that up, you're looking at around... forget the computer for a minute. That's a course you kind of can do in conjunction with other things, yeah? Might already have one already. But all told, cheapest you can probably do it for is £100 or so. Pillows, duvet fort, microphone, laptop. Microphone straight into laptop. Or phone. But you know, I see more and more people saying, ah, yeah, we'll look for a professional sounding studio. We will be judging your audition on the quality of your recording setup. So it is worth investing in if you're looking around and finding casting calls like that and think, oh no, I've got too much hiss. Oh no, I'm right next to a police officer's house who keeps going to do their job efficiently and I have to stop every 2 minutes for their big whaley sirens. I'm near Heathrow. Possibly you can hear a plane now. Oh, it's probably going somewhere nice, like, I know. Where's nice? St Lucia? I'd love a gig in St. Lucia. Anyway, I think the other major essential thing that every single voice actor needs to have, every single one, so listen so carefully, is a decent supply of Jaffa Cakes. Now, these can be eaten after, because, you know, if you eat them before, you're going to get all masticatey. And I said masticatey. But yeah, it's very important to have your things you love. So find a little snack budget in there somewhere, a little treat for you. Gin and tonic, rum and coke. I'm getting thirsty now. But yeah, I've seen the landscape changing even since this podcast started. There has been so many brilliant audio dramas kicking in and there's so many more lovely, beautiful, dulcet-toned new voices. So if you're one and you've just kicked off on your first project or two, congratulations! Isn't it fun? It's the best job ever, isn't it? So, yeah, I do hope that you continue to enjoy and audition and just try. Just get yourself out there and play and have the best fun. It's weird. I think this is like a little legacy of a little slice of life right now. So, you know, in hundreds of years, they'll go, wow, they paid that much for that thing? In order of things, just a reminder. Get your headshots done. Think about your reels. Find stuff that works for your voice. Practice every week something. Record something, even if it's not a job. I mean, record the back of the shampoo bottle and make it into an advert if you want. Get your favourite book, and instead of reading it in bed, I'm taking Michael Palin to bed with me at the minute. It's too exciting. Then read a little bit of that aloud and listen back to it and see what's good, what's bad. Are you breathing properly? We'll talk about breathing in an episode at some point. How to maintain breathing so you don't pass out if you're doing a massive amount of tech. So practice, practice, practice. On top of that, listen. I can't tell you enough. Listen to other podcasts. Listen to what other people are doing. I actually have taken to doing something really annoying. I know, I can't believe it, can you? Which is I pop on the Radio 4 podcasts or other podcasts from everywhere else. And if I'm in my car, it's just on the radio. And I do the lines alongside who's doing them, even if it's a man. I do them how I would do them. So I like say them a second after. So like, you know, if you're saying, I couldn't believe she spoke to me that way.
The magic door opened.
And out came a small little sprite.
Dressed in purple.
And wearing a beret. So yeah, I basically just do that. I basically kind of emulate. No, not emulate. I do not emulate. I basically like listen and kind of do an instant my version of what that person is doing or saying. I think that's quite an interesting exercise. And you perhaps even improve on the play in your own mind by doing that, depending on how big your ego is. So practice in any which way you can. Record on location as well. Take your phone out. I was in the woods the other day with my daughter and we just had a little record of the soundscape, talked a little, had a little play with creating some different characters and just see what it sounds like in the open air. See what happens to your voice in that space, just in case, you know, you might be called upon to go and work in that kind of environment. So yeah, get your reels done professionally, won't you? Yeah. unless you're an amazing editor, obviously. But I think directorial input, I think, is key. Network, get out there, get your name out there, positively interact with all the sites I've mentioned. I've mentioned them enough times, you should be on them by now. And hello to you if you're interacting with me. It's very nice to make your acquaintance in an online kind of fashion. Maybe it'd be cool to meet one day. And if you ever do see me, don't be shy, just speak to me, because I'm probably more shy than you. If you're in a show, celebrate your work. I think it surprises me how little I see voice actors like sharing stuff they're in. Don't know why that is. I can think of some reasons why. But yeah, essentially, support your other cast members in stuff they do too. If you've got a mate who's in something with you and they're in something else as well and a new episode comes out, won't hurt to ping that out as well. Probably make them feel nice that you're sharing their work and saying nice things about them. And remember, don't feel afraid to ask questions. Yeah? On Twitter, on Facebook, on Reddit, on Slack, on Discord, on Tumblr, on Imgur, on Pinterest, on Instagram, on my face. I can't think of anything. Facebook. Just ask questions if you're stuck. I keep saying don't feel insular. I mean that. Even if you're like really shy, even if you're most at home with nobody else around but maybe a fluffy little dog or a very little pussy cat. But yeah, jump out there. Just say hello. See who says hello back. Go see stuff. Go get training. Go on courses. Join AmDram companies. I've said this enough now, surely. This is my like summary of the last 12 episodes, okay, very quickly. Make you interesting. Don't just list all your works on Twitter. Don't just list all your works on Facebook. Get your website up and running. Get a professional voice actor part of Facebook. Get it on Twitter as well, your voice actor. Just mention you're a voice actor everywhere. And people go, ah, Sarah Golding, yes, she's a voice actor. Because I've seen her in maybe two places in the last 4 minutes. They maybe try not to oversaturate. You know, they have Alcoholics Anonymous. I think I need to go to Social Media Anonymous and just have a little detox now and then. But I can't help it. I think I love sharing and I love thinking that maybe something I say now might encourage somebody who might not have had the courage to go on their own just to try to do something, to think they have worth and to think that, yes, they can do it. And they just take that extra step to try. You only get one life. Live it. Don't be shy. Well, I'm very excited to have all of the guests that came on this season, and I am more excited than ever to share with you who is coming on next. We have Kareem Cronflee, Jordan Cobb, Mark Grau, Lucy Valentine, Hem Cleveland, Julie Morozawa, Tani Milojevic. This is so exciting. What a list, isn't it? And it just goes on and on. Thoreau Smiley, Lisette Alvarez, and Mark from Zombies Run. So there's so much to look forward to next season. I would love any interaction, like anything you want to ping me to say, Sarah, look, I'd love an episode on this thing that I'd like to have an episode on. I'm certain I will endeavour to oblige. So remember, there's a SpeakPipe account. Have a little look for that on the show notes. And otherwise, people, I cannot wait to hear you. Let me know how you're getting on. Let me know how, if at all, Mediva has helped you. And if it has, I would love to know. Any support you want to throw at my endeavours would be hugely welcomed to the Quirky Voices Patreon account. I'm running a virtual pub session online with some wonderful people from podcasting once a month. Look out for links on the AD Hub. There's several different podcasting round tables which are hugely exciting to get a part of. Check out Lisette Alvarez for any links for that. And Caitlin Statz is also organising some very cool things. I will endeavour, as will the team on the admin side and other folks, to ping details and information on the Audio Drama Hub. So join us there, because we're right now. Anyway, happy creating characters and go get those auditions, you wonderful people of joy! Here is a trailer. The SCP Archives, a new Scary AF podcast from the folks at Midnight Disease. Pacific Obadiah is at the helm of sorting with the fabulous creepy wonder who is John Grills. Hooray for that team. I very recently voiced something for them. So enjoy. And I cannot help but throw absolute adoration and joyous love at all my patrons: Austin, Cheyenne, Christine, Hazel, Kareem, Matthew, Michael, Paul, Sarah and William. You just don't know how amazing it is that you've contributed to me doing this, and I hope folks have found it useful. I truly do. Anyway, enough talking into the void. You're amazing, all of you, to have listened this far. Ta-ta for now.
Warning. The Foundation database is classified. Unauthorized access will result in detainment. Within this archive, you'll find the procedures, descriptions, and accounts of the most notorious anomalies we've encountered to date. Secure. Contain. Protect.
Item number. SCP-087. SCP-087 is located on the campus of... The lock mechanism on the doorknob will not release unless... volts are applied in conjunction with the counterclockwise rotation of the key.
Reason for stopping?
It's fucking dark. You hear that? There's a fucking kid down here. Sounds like one.
Can you still hear the previously reported audio?
Yeah, she sounds about, 150, maybe 200 meters down. Am I supposed to get her? Look, Doc, I don't do well with kids.
Please place the light and continue down until you notice anything unusual.
The subject adheres the light to the wall and turns it on, then continues to the next landing. He adheres the third LED light to the wall and turns it on. D-9035 continues in this manner for the next 25 flights before stopping. After 14 minutes and 32 seconds of unchanging visual and audio feeds, the sound of a rapid heartbeat not consistent with a human heartbeat, and a low crackling noise is heard. The 51st landing remains unchanged from the previous expedition, and similar observations are made. D-9884 is asked again to descend until anything unusual is noticed. After an approximate 150 panic flights of descent with three visual confirmations of SCP-087-1 still in pursuit, D-9884 trips and appears to fall unconscious. Audio and video feeds cut out, and no connection is reestablished.